I didn't want to have people over. That was the truth. Nothing against anybody. Nothing wrong, exactly. I was carrying one of those moods that doesn't belong to anything that happened that day. It just shows up and somehow follows you everywhere. The kind where every conversation feels like work. Every question feels one answer too long. And somehow everybody else's good mood makes you more tired instead of less. I'd been in that mood all day, snapping at little things, walking into rooms and forgetting why, starting something my wife asked me to do, but I didn't finish. The usual. I resisted the urge to pour a drink before the party even started. Didn't want to be that guy again. By late afternoon, the patio lights were on. The grill was hot. Chicken marinating. People arriving. Just a few neighbors. Some friends. A cooler full of drinks. Music playing somewhere I couldn't quite hear from the kitchen. "Life is good," my t-shirt said. The kind of life I thought belonged to the person I was trying to become. We never had these kinds of parties when I was growing up. This is the life I used to imagine. Instead, I was standing at the counter cutting tomatoes and wondering how I got so good at carrying things around without talking about them. How did I ever get so far from the things that mattered? My wife walked past carrying a bowl toward the patio.
"Hey, you. Are those tomatoes ever coming out here? We're starting to think you got lost."
Somebody called her name from outside. She smiled and headed through the screen door. I need to fix that door closer. A few minutes later, I followed her out with a tray of food. Everybody was talking at once, telling stories, arguing about things that didn't matter, laughing louder than the jokes deserved. The good stuff. The stuff you don't notice while you're living it. At some point, somebody asked,
"So how long have you two been married now?"
I don't even remember who. Just somebody standing near the grill holding a paper plate. My wife answered before I could.
"Oh, that's dangerous. Want the short version or the long version?"
Everybody laughs. Then she started telling the story about the man she met back then. Not the whole thing, just the short version. The version she's probably told 100 times. How young we were. How certain we weren't. How neither of us had any idea what we were doing. Everybody laughed again. She laughed. I did too. But somewhere in the middle of listening, I found myself watching her more than the story. The way her eyes still light up when she laughs. The way she reaches for my arm when she's telling a story. The way she still turns toward me without even thinking about it. And standing there, surrounded by friends, surrounded by the life we'd spent decades building, I felt something catch in my chest. How did I get so busy trying to fix everything else that I stopped noticing her? She looked over at me then, smiled.
"There you are."
And she wrapped one arm around my waist while she reached for a serving tray. A completely ordinary thing. Something she'd probably done 10,000 times before. But suddenly, I couldn't look away. And before I could stop it, every version of us came rushing back at once.
Sometimes life is just waking up, too tired to say what you feel. Standing in the same kitchen, wondering when this got real. I know all the ways I disappear, even when I'm right beside you. Love can lose its way for years before you know what you're losing to. Remember making love in the backseat of my car, windows fogged beneath the stars, thinking we'd never drift this far. when we were us. Growing up is calling you just to say I miss you, knowing when to let things go and when to say what hurts. It's knowing when to break, when to kneel instead of run. Sometimes love comes back to life, one small piece at a time. Remember making love in the backseat of my car, windows far beneath the stars, thinking we'd never drift this far. On that park bench, staying out all night, laughing like we used to, holding you tight. It was always just you. God, I miss who we were. The girl who leaned across that front seat like nothing good could ever change. And after all the years we've lived, somewhere we lost something, but I still find us in those nights. I still miss the way you reached for me. Remember making love in the backseat of my car, windows fog beneath the stars, thinking we'd never drift.